Step number 5, mock exam. Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. Thomas A. Edison. What is the aim of this step? The aim of this step is to really test your knowledge by imposing exam conditions upon yourself as close as possible to the real thing. It's the conditioning aspect of learning. It's the practice aspect of sport in order to prepare yourself for the goal you're trying to achieve. For example, to prepare yourself for Wimbledon, if you're serious about tennis, you would have to condition yourself to large audiences, the media, and 2 weeks of continuous tennis, circumstances that you may not encounter during the normal course of playing tennis. Many professional players enter other tournaments in the lead-up to Wimbledon for this very reason. You could conceivably be the best tennis player in the world and still get eliminated in the first round if you're not conditioned to all these other factors. In the same way, you must condition yourself to all the skills required and the situations present in the exam. Things such as writing continuously for 3 hours, maintaining concentration for the whole exam, and feeling confident under pressure, and many more. You may know everything about your subject, but still fail the exam because you find it difficult to perform under these time restrictions. The purpose of this step is to make sure that doesn't happen due to any factors other than not having learnt all your study material. How do you perform a mock exam? Lock yourself in a room for 3 hours, put a Do Not Disturb sign on the door, and tell all members of your family or roommates not to interrupt you. Set yourself 4 45-minute questions or 6 30-minute questions, etc., from your list of model questions that you've been collecting. Set your alarm clock for 3 hours and try to answer your model questions within the time set. Stop writing as soon as the alarm goes off. Skill number 18, the ability to write continuously and maintain concentration for 3 hours. Begin your answers in the same way you began your trial answers. For example, interpret, organize, and fill in the body of the answer. Try to use all of the skills we've discussed so far. When you're finished, mark your mock exams in red ink to make a feature of your mistakes and then correct them using your model answers as a guide. This is an important part of learning which we normally experience in the real exam situation. For example, to be able to see what mistakes we've made in this step, we have the same opportunity, but we can correct them and learn from them before we lose marks. Once again, we're utilizing basic learning principles such as learning from mistakes, obtaining feedback, practicing skills, and asking questions all in the one step. Skill number 19, the ability to interpret, organize your knowledge, and answer a question within, say, 45 minutes. Why is this step important? One of the most important advantages of studying according to this system is that it results in a dramatic reduction of fear and anxiety which students experience before and during exams. The enormous amount of feedback which you're able to generate for yourself gives you extreme confidence in your ability to handle any exam. Fear in exams is usually due to various unknowns such as not knowing what will be in the exams and not knowing if you can answer all the questions. Removing these unknowns is key to confidence, and that's exactly what this system achieves. By knowing that the exam question will come from your list of model questions in some form or another, and knowing that you can answer them because you've done your own mock exams to prove it, you can't help but feel confident. Try it. It works. How many times do you perform this step? Obviously, the more you practice something, the better you become. Just ask any athlete. Therefore, you should do mock exams as often as possible and become an expert test taker. Whenever you've collected enough model questions to put together a 3-hour exam, perform this step. Set aside 3 hours on the weekend and give yourself a mock exam. Get into the habit of doing this every weekend. If you're really serious about study, do one subject on one Saturday and another on Sunday. It may be another couple of weeks before you have enough model questions to be able to put together another 3-hour exam for a particular subject. You must make sure, of course, that you do enough mock exams to cover all your questions at least once. Keep your mock exams after you've marked them for yourself in red ink, so that when you go over them later, perhaps during revision, you'll be reminded of your past mistakes or learning experiences. Remember that forgetting your mistakes will increase your chances of repeating them. The more mistakes you make at the stage when you're not being assessed, the more you'll learn without risking marks. By identifying difficult-to-remember areas, you can concentrate valuable time familiarizing yourself with them rather than going over the whole topic again. In this way, your study becomes more time-efficient because you're not wasting time on information you already know and remember. As mentioned, the more you test yourself in this way, the further you'll boost your confidence and the further you'll reduce your fear and anxiety about the exam. This is because you know you can perform under exam conditions, having proven it to yourself over and over. You've also proven to yourself that you have the knowledge. If you feel you can answer mock exams verbally rather than writing everything, then you can save yourself a lot of time by doing so and cover even more of your study material in this format. Eventually, you will reach the stage where having performed this step a number of times and demonstrating to yourself an ability to answer all your model questions within a set time, you'll be bursting with confidence. Skill number 20, the ability to reduce fear and anxiety during exams by conditioning yourself to the exam situation and convincing yourself that you have a sufficient level of knowledge to get straight A's. In order to keep yourself organized, use a large folder divided into sections for your model questions and answers, and also your trial run and mock exam answers. You should refer to them occasionally to confirm yourself that you still know everything and revisit your past mistakes. Finally, you may say that studying in this way actively will take a lot of time. Remember, though, you can't become the world's number one tennis player if you practice only when you feel like it and you don't put in the effort. More importantly, however, is the time you waste if you don't study to a plan. I can remember my first degree sitting in the library for hours trying to study passively with no definable or written study system. I used to wake up sometimes having fallen asleep in the library, not knowing where or how to start. I wasted so much time with very little reward. When I did my second degree and worked out an active study system that suited me, I could set aside a few hours and put some quality study time, actually learn and digest something, and then go out and play some sport. The point is that you have to be organized and stick to an effective study plan. You can't build a house, sail around the world, paint a picture, or become an Olympic athlete without a plan. Try these things without one and see where you end up. I know where, because at one stage, I ended up there. Skill number 21, the ability to study to a plan and end up where you want to be. So in summary, the aim of this step is to condition the student to exam conditions and provide further feedback, highlighting certain